Radio Prague News. Slovakia and Poland have lifted their ban on the import and sale of Czech spirits. The six rebel Civic Democrat deputies who will decide the fate of the centre-right government at an upcoming parliamentary session in October say there is still room for a compromise solution. And the legendary Czech hockey goalkeeper Dominik Hašek has announced his retirement at age 47. Slovakia and Poland have lifted their ban on the import and sale of Czech spirits. Slovak Agriculture Minister Lubomír Janátek said on Tuesday that all Czech spirits imported to the country would have to have certificates of origin and a clearly marked date of production. He said Slovakia would recognize certificates issued in the Czech Republic. Special measures will apply to alcohol produced between January and September this year, which is considered high risk. Poland is taking similar measures. Czech liquor producers recently protested against the ban, arguing that their certified products were unquestionably safe. Police have arrested a man suspected of distributing contaminated bootleg spirits in the Semily area northeast of Prague. The man is reported to have bought cheap liquor from Moravia containing the deadly methanol. Police found over 3,000 litres of it in storage on his premises. If convicted, the man would face up to 5 years in prison. The six rebel Civic Democrat deputies who will decide the fate of the centre-right government at an upcoming parliamentary session in October say there is still room for a compromise solution. Following Tuesday's session of the party's deputies' club in parliament, Petr Tluchoš said he and five other deputies who were not willing to support tax hikes had no interest in bringing down the coalition government. He said the group had offered the Civic Democratic Party alternate ways of saving money, which would not necessitate a 1% VAT hike next year. The proposal is reportedly a package of cost-cutting measures in the public sector. The row over tax hikes within the Prime Minister's Civic Democratic Party threatens to bring down the government since the Prime Minister has linked a vote of confidence in his government to the controversial tax hike bill. The bill is to be debated at a session starting October 23rd. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki will head a Czech delegation to Prague on Thursday. His meeting with Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas is expected to focus on security matters, business ties and the debated sale of Czech L-159 fighter jets to the Iraqi military. The Iraqi ministers of defense, foreign affairs, culture and trade will be holding separate talks with their Czech counterparts. An unnamed diplomatic source told the CTK news agency on Tuesday that the Czech Republic had invested a great deal into the reconstruction process in Iraq and logically wanted to tap the existing business potential. Work pressure, job uncertainty and financial problems are believed to be behind the growing number of suicides in the Czech Republic. According to the National Health Institute, 1,600 people took their own lives last year as compared to 1,375 in 2007. The number of people getting treatment for depression is also on the rise. Psychiatrists report over 100,000 patients last year and say the number of people suffering from depression without getting treatment is likely to be 6 times higher. The legendary Czech hockey goalkeeper Dominik Hašek has announced his retirement. In an interview for the Czech Daily Sport, the 47-year-old dominator said he had been preparing for another season in the NHL, but had received no offers from any of the clubs. The 1998 Olympic champion and 2-time Stanley Cup winner, who won 6 Vezina trophies for best goaltender in the NHL, said he had some offers to play in Europe but had instead decided to end his career. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days should be partly cloudy with day temperatures between 12 and 15 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.